You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And Elon Musk is the fox coming into the hen house. And it is shameful that Twitter, which has a fiduciary obligation, I would think, to protect people who actually use it, the millions of people who actually use it. Did they ask a single woman? A single woman? Was a single woman consulted? And this is it. Was a single person of color who just uses Twitter, who made the mistake of using Twitter and needs it for their job?
Well, that apparently is a warning. A warning issued by Anand Giridharadas, publisher of The Ink, American-born, Indian descent. And he, like many of the woke leftists, are absolutely going crazy over the fact that Elon Musk bought Twitter and took it private. And said, did he ask any woman? What's that got to do with anything? Did he ask any man? No, he made his own decision, I would imagine. Don't you? He didn't call and ask me. Did he call and ask you? But I like it. You know why I like it and why you should like it and why the left hates it? And I'm talking about the progressive left, but I'm also talking about standard Democrats, because this breaks the monopoly of big tech having control over what you say, don't say. And when they can ban you and take you off and make you basically vaporize you, you disappear. You had no voice anymore. The Democrats are in favor of violating your constitutional First Amendment free speech. That's what we're getting from the remarks by him as he appeared on Rachel Maddow and others. They are all concerned that the veil is off. Everything will be exposed. It's already being exposed gradually. What a perfect example. The Hunter Biden laptop, when it first came out, just before the presidential election, the New York Post came out with a story that it had this laptop from hell and everything on it, pointing out about how Hunter Biden, probably with Papa Joe, was making all kinds of deals. And the New York Post suddenly found its Twitter account got shut down. They could not even link to their Twitter followers, hey, we got this breaking story, read the full story here. They couldn't do it. And Facebook and Google, all of them began to shut it down. They ignore it. The major networks ignored it. And, of course, if you were on the right or an even independent or a Democrat who said, I'd just like to see the truth, you were mocked, you were chastised, you were slandered, you were slurred, and you were thrown into Facebook jail or otherwise vaporized. Now we're seeing even the New York Times admitting a few weeks ago, followed by the Washington Post, yeah, that story was real. 17, 18 months ago, it was as real then as they're saying it is now, but they didn't want to bother with it then because it might have influenced the election. And that is a fear that many have that you're going to hear later on. We've got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Go spend a lot of time in the second hour on the Elon Musk and Twitter buyout and the reaction from the leftists. And one of their concerns is, well, it won't be transparent anymore. I mean, he might have the ability to cancel out candidates. They won't have a chance to have their voices heard. No kidding. You're telling us that? That's what we've been experiencing. Now, whether or not Musk continues the way he says he's going to handle it, we don't know. But what it does right now is put hellacious fear into others. President Trump, of course, banned from Twitter, simply banned for allegedly the January 6th riot, which is a lie. They're still continuing investigating it. And you're going to hear a little bit later from Adam Schiff about, oh, yeah, we got more information. Same kind of crap we got from him when they were going after him on impeachment and Russian collusion, and that all fell apart. They're going to sell their lie, and they got big tech and big tech companies and major state-sponsored media that will help carry the lies. But now there's a break in the monopoly with Twitter. We've got a lot to cover the next 2 hours, including a daring Red Bull pilot stunt never should have been carried out. Stand by, please. If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Before today, you didn't have a right to express your disagreement in public. If you had an opposing opinion, or even more dangerous than that, if you had countervailing facts that undermine their storyline, the tech companies would shut you down immediately. It happened to us. It happened to a lot of people, most of whom you've never heard of. Never hearing about those people was the whole point of shutting them down. But that's over. After today, you'll be able to post your dissent in a place where other people might have a reasonable chance of seeing it.
That is Tucker Carlson last night talking about how the purchase of Twitter going private by Elon Musk is suddenly having a lot of concern among the leftists, the progressives, and those who want to keep you in the dark and contain information that might be damaging to them and their causes, and at the same time curtail you from putting out facts of your own. And it continues even now. I was just posting at Larry Connors USA, my personal page, and the same post is also going up at Larry Connors USA, my radio page right now, that we're on the air. And I mentioned that we have a story coming up a little bit later, the National Pulse investigative reporter Natalie Winters on how Google helped hide COVID information. And as soon as I wrote the word COVID, bang, there's a little notation. Your viewers will be referred to another site for COVID factual information. Her story is exactly that, how Google has helped hide COVID information. You're going to want to hear that story coming up later. I should remind you, because sometimes I forget now, we are live streaming. When we're on the air live, we are live streaming at rumble.com. It is very easy for you to go to rumble.com, go to Larry Connors USA in the search, one word, Larry Connors USA, that's ERS, I think most of you know it. Larry Connors USA, go to the search, it will bring up several programs. Previous programs are there, and you'll also see one down probably near the bottom of the page that says live. Click live, and you're in the studio with us. Glad to have you. Subscribe. Absolutely free. Subscribe for that. Subscribe to LarryConnorsUSA.com. Subscribe for that, and it will be delivered to your mailbox daily. You won't miss anything. And we're not charging you for it. There is no paywall. I'm here to give you the best information I can on some of these breaking stories. I've got one again ready to put up on Twitter in a moment. In fact, I probably should put up on Twitter just to test to say something like, I know someone did already, ivermectin is a powerful, wonderful drug. And it hasn't been taken down. In the old days, that would never get there. Jordan Davis has written a piece for The Federalist we will get into a little bit later. She is the author of this piece where she's talking about her colleague, John Daniel Davidson, we've had on before. He's been in Facebook jail for some time because they didn't like something he said. That is the problem that's been the issue all along. You're not allowed to speak the truth. You are allowed to speak only what they decide is acceptable. President Trump, of course, got banned from Twitter because of the so-called January 6th riot. Those hearings continue, and I'm going to get to more of that in just a moment, but there's still more of the farce, and they're trying to distract you from the real environment around you and your family and our nation going into November. Open borders, people coming across unvaccinated, unchecked for disease, unvetted if they're security threats. Inflation continuing to go up. The April numbers will be higher than March. I'll bet money on it right now. Yes, we have high employment, but we also have a lot of people who just don't want to work. You don't wonder why? Well, because the government under the progressives was just giving out checks left and right and still willing to give out more for you to stay home, don't go to work. They want you on the government teat. They want you suckling with all the other little piggies. And you have to go there for any food and milk you want. Go to them. And they want to control your schools. They want to tell you, parents, you're not allowed to have control of your children. You're not allowed to know what we're teaching them. You're not going to be allowed to have any say in your child's education. And if we want to teach them at age second or third grade about gender identity and sex transformation and puberty blocking, we will. Well, not everywhere, because the state of Florida issued a declaration the other day, a legislative action signed off by the governor. And, of course, the woke Disney company suddenly started shouting, that's wrong, and we're against it, we'll fight it. The CEO trying to appease his minority but vocal LGBT community inside that corporation. The majority of the workers at Disney World are there simply to entertain your child when they come, and, of course, make some money for themselves. They're not there to push a sex agenda on your child. They're not there to talk about how Mickey Mouse might have been a woman at one time and now was a Minnie Mouse, now Mickey Mouse. They'd want to. That's not what they're there for. And, of course, when the governor did that, then the woke crowd starts saying, how dare you pick on a corporation because it doesn't do what you want to. And by that, the governor had said, we're going to start removing and stripping Disney World of all of its special franchises, all of its special treatment it got when Walt Disney came here in the late 60s and took the backwaters of Orlando and turned it into Disney World, the most visited destination in the world, creating billions and billions of dollars in tourism for Florida. And now they want to take a woke culture stand because they got a few inside their corporation that think that's the thing to do. It's going to blow up in their face. And so the governor is now saying, well, we're going to take away all your special privileges. You will have to operate in the state like any other Florida business. They're not punishing them. They're just simply saying, you're going to operate like every other business going forward. If you were the CEO or you're a member of the board, you're responsible, fiduciary responsibility to your shareholders to make the best of the stock. It's not doing well now. The same thing was facing Twitter. The board of directors was not going to sell. They have a Saudi prince, I should say, and others were involved, and they were not going to sell. They were going to maintain control. When Musk continued to put something like $54.20, a 20 to almost 30% bonus on top of the current stock price, the Twitter board knew its responsibility to the shareholders was to, we got to sell it. I mean, if we don't, we'll be hit with lawsuits. Of course, Musk's statement was, first thing he's going to do is fire the entire board. Good. Because here's what's been going on. As you heard Tucker Carlson a moment ago, by Elon Musk buying Twitter, it breaks the monopoly. It doesn't put a stop to it. They'll try to recreate, but it takes one of them out of play. One of the big tech companies. You got Twitter, you got Google, you got Facebook, you got other similars along that line. And then, of course, you got all the big state-controlled media outlets, cable and our network. But it breaks part of the monopoly. Here's a place where you should supposedly be able to state in the future on Twitter something you believe to be true. Now, there will be a lot of people going on there with lies and fabrications. There already were, but they were allowed because they're on the left. They were allowed to claim that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Remember that? Twitter didn't shut that down. Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran can go on Twitter and talk about debt to America. It wasn't shut down. So you still have to be able to make some discernment on your own, and I encourage you to do so. Just like I do on this program. Listen to what I have to say. You don't have to buy all of it. You may buy part of it, none of it, whatever. That's fine. It's freedom of speech. That's what the country's about. This program, a lot of folks think, well, that's just a conservative program. It is not. It is an American program. I'm about freedom under our Constitution and patriotism. I don't care what your political stripe is. You can actually be a progressive Democrat. And if you still support our Constitution and freedom of speech and things like that that go with it, I welcome you aboard as a fan. But let's go back to some clear examples where Twitter and others hid information from you. They hid it from you because they thought it could be damning or damaging, and even if they themselves looked at it and decided it's fact, but it might be damaging, it was like you turning the faucet, just shut off. Oh, there'd be a leak here and there from some place like, oh, I know, the New York Post, Larry Connors, USA, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. The stories would still get out, but they'd try to shut down what they considered main sources of information, which for most of us have become main sources of disinformation. Let's go to Congressman Jim Jordan talking just the other day about how the laptop from hell was handled and treated by big tech companies, including Twitter at that time.
October 22nd, 2020, 2 weeks before the election, candidate Biden, in a debate, is asked about his son's business dealings with foreign companies. He says, quote, nothing was unethical. He said, my son has not made money with business interests with companies with an interest in China. And we all know there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement was not accurate. And how do we know? Washington Post told us. Not me, not President Trump, not Republicans. The Washington Post told us last week, two stories last week, a week ago today, one at 11 a.m., one at 11:04 a.m., two eight-page articles 4 minutes apart confirming what we knew, but what big media, big tech, Democrats colluded to keep from the American people just days before the most important election we have, presidential election, who's going to be our next commander in chief?
And with that story, there's still another one. Remember how that one just got shoved aside? Remember the other story that came up during the election itself regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, and his business dealings? Remember that story?
The Justice Department is also investigating the president's son, Hunter Biden, for his business dealings overseas.
Have you discussed this Hunter Biden case with the president or anyone else?
I have not.
David Weiss, the Trump-era U.S. attorney in Delaware investigating Hunter Biden, will stay on and continue his investigation. Merrick Garland said today in front of the world to see that he will be an attorney general representing all Americans, not President Biden.
Not President Biden. And then one more example. Adam Schiff now overseeing this January 6th investigation. On with Rachel Maddow. Listen to this.
Is there indication, to your mind, in terms of the evidence that you've seen, that members of Congress should be facing criminal charges for their involvement?
I haven't reached a conclusion on that point, but I do agree certainly with the judge in California, Judge Carter, that there is compelling evidence that the President of the United States and others engaged in very possibly criminal activity to obstruct the Congress, to defraud the United States, to engage in conspiracy. I think that there is significant evidence of corrupt intent.
The same BS we were getting from him when they were conducting the so-called Russian collusion inquiry, that Adam Schiff would come out of those intel hearings and various leaders and say it's going to be a nasty story, and they were lying every time. Stand by.
On a heavy trail head full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, I think it's very important for there to be an inclusive arena for free speech. My strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
But you've described yourself.
I don't care about the economics at all.
Yeah. That really upsets him. That's Elon Musk the other day in a conference saying, I don't really care about the economics. A lot of folks are saying, what kind of guy talks like that? Well, a guy that's worth something like $250 billion. See, I don't know what the exact last price is that he ended up paying because the numbers kept getting thrown around the other day. Not that it makes any difference. I'm not going to put in a bid against him. Believe me, he's already got it. It's going to be cleared by the board. He's going to own all of it, but the woke are still falling down. Here it is. The final deal apparently is around $44 billion. Great money for the stockholders as he takes it private. And, of course, you hear all of them say, oh, my God, the rich are owning news outlets like that. Jeff Bezos of Amazon owns the Washington Post, you idiots. He's also raised question about Musk owning Twitter. But finally conceded, and I'll get into some of that later in the next hour, finally conceded that, well, you know, he'll probably do things right. But here's something that is worth noting, especially with my guest coming up next. There's a study underway right now. Rona McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, and Senator Rick Scott, U.S. Senator from Florida, and others looking at this study that got released that says that Google's Gmail marks Republican campaign emails as spam 8.5 times more often than it does Democrat campaign emails. So this means hundreds of millions of fundraising losses for Republican candidates. Oh, I'm sure that's just an oversight, don't you think? Something's wrong with the algorithm? Because there's an R there that says shut it down? Simple to change. This they go ahead and point out that these findings are shocking. In Google's algorithm, 68% of emails from Republican candidates are flagged as spam, 68% versus just 8% for Democrats. This means only 32% of GOP emails are being effectively delivered, while big tech effectively gives Democrat campaigns a massive fundraising advantage over Republican campaigns. That's noted by Breitbart. And, of course, with a key channel and an email for raising money and supporters, that means a lot. And in Arizona, they point out, the RNC sent over 490,000 emails, 490,000. If 68% of those were marked as spam, 330,000 voters did not see an appeal from the Republicans. And the last U.S. Senate race in Arizona was decided by just 79,000 votes. And, of course, this last year, President Trump removed from Twitter and Facebook. Just before the elections, we said Twitter suspended the New York Twitter account for breaking news on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, which now the New York Times admits, yeah, it was true. But up until that time, anything said against Dr. Fake, against how we're dealing with COVID, against teachers who want to instruct your children on touching each other and becoming the other gender, that's hate speech. I've got a guest coming up. She's an investigative reporter for National Pulse. And she has a piece about how Google also was funding research that basically was hiding information regarding COVID. Stand by, please. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. And everybody says, save a horse.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. And to those of you watching us live at rumble.com, very easy. Simply, when we're on the air, we live stream the program, and then later it's put up as a podcast so you can watch it then if you want to. Many end up doing that. They can't watch it live right now. But if you're watching live now or then, you're probably watching during the commercial like, what is Larry doing? He's looking this left, right, digging up this, digging it, because I'm still building the program. I mean, we have a lot of material here, and I'm trying to still pull some of it together and decide how best to use it. Sometimes I make good judgment, great judgment, and sometimes maybe not so great. But I got great judgment this time because I've got a special guest I want you to hear. She's investigative reporter with the National Pulse, Natalie Winters. Natalie, glad to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Could you speak up just a little bit? It's a little weak. I want to make sure we get you a little bit louder. Good to have you with us. Now,
sure.
Now, before you joined us, I was pointing out to the audience in general, of course, the meltdown that's going on with the Democrats, progressives, and anybody who is against free speech over Elon Musk buying Twitter, which now they're concerned about. There goes, as Tucker Carlson said last night, the monopoly is busted because now you can go somewhere and have free speech. Google's been another one of these that's been under cautious watch, and that is the way they put folks in jail on a continuous base, along with Facebook YouTube. I'm in YouTube jail. That's why we're not streaming on them. Google Gmail, according to Republicans investigating it, finds in their algorithm that 68% of emails from Republicans are flagged as spam, 68% versus 8% for Democrats. Now, I know that was not specifically your story, but I'm sure that that's going to be replicated in some of what you're finding when it comes to what they're doing about COVID.
Definitely. So I hope you can hear me. As someone who reports on the Chinese Communist Party, you can probably imagine I seem to have a lot of tech difficulties anytime I want to talk about them.
No, I hear you fine now. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, yeah, big tech is obviously an issue. I think the probably prime example of that was what happened in the 2020 election, everything from the censorship of campaign emails to even the president himself to even I'm sure most people listening to this program have been in some type of jail, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever platform it is. But there's also, I think, a more kind of dangerous aspect of big tech that people don't talk about as much. And it's not so much to do with censorship and the platforms themselves, but it's what exactly these companies do with the billions and billions of dollars that they generate in revenue. And now it's no secret they're definitely not using it to boost conservative causes, like we saw the Chan Zuckerberg initiative use it to basically bankroll the 2020 election, privatizing it, using basically $500 million to fund turnout in Joe Biden heavy voter districts, basically all Democrats. But what's really interesting and something that we've dug into at the National Pulse is how big tech, and particularly Google, and more specifically Google.org, which is the philanthropic arm of the search engine and company that also owns YouTube, has actually had some ties to COVID-19, particularly through its funding of research and more precisely scientists, American scientists, who were really critical in the cover-up of COVID-19's origins. So just to take it back a little bit, we had published a story a few months ago that actually revealed that Google.org for over a decade had actually been funding the research of EcoHealth Alliance. Now, this is a New York-based nonprofit that also received funds from Anthony Fauci and the National Institutes of Health to conduct bat coronavirus research with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which many people believe and are correct in doing so is the source of COVID-19.
All right. Now let me put a stop on just to make sure everybody's on track because you're giving out a lot of good information. I want to make sure we don't lose the audience. Your investigation showed financial ties between EcoHealth Alliance and Google following months of big tech censorship of any COVID stories, especially if it had anything to do with the Wuhan and the NIH and Dr. Fake. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Fauci. I use the name I call him.
We don't even call him a doctor.
Yeah, good for you.
We just call him Fauci.
Good for you. I'm sorry. So that's a good. Is that a good summation?
Yes.
Okay. So the money is there, and they're giving this money, and they were not making it public necessarily, and they were hiding, and no one knew if they were getting good information about COVID or not. But if I just put on my Facebook page or Google, I'm going to tell you how to spell COVID. I got a warning for real information. Go to this page, which was something else Google and Facebook would put together. They're all in cahoots. I mean, all working together, right?
Yeah, so that was sort of what was kind of the most pressing question on my mind, was that why is big tech colluding essentially on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party to so intensely cover up not even necessarily the origins of COVID-19, but just anyone who wanted an open inquiry. You know, a lot of these fact checkers that they like to use to silence voices who oftentimes are just calling for the truth, the voices and sources that they would cite to quash any debate or discussion over the lab leak theory were actually researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology themselves.
Yeah,
and they would tell you there's no conflict of interest there, but obviously anyone with a brain can see otherwise. So I was just very curious why big tech was so insistent on really running cover for the Chinese Communist Party and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So of course, that story that I was talking about was Google's ties to EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak, who runs that organization. This is also an individual who served as a World Health Organization COVID-19 origins investigator. But
And then, didn't he later admit, yeah, we never really got in the lab. What we're giving you is what they told us, and we're just reciting what they told us. In other words, there was never a WHO inspector going inside the Wuhan lab.
Not at all. The word investigation is definitely an overstatement to describe what they did. But what was even more interesting is that now another individual who was the leading signatory on a Lancet Medical Journal statement debunking the lab leak theory, calling people who supported it conspiracy theorists. Now, his name is Charles Kalischer. It was just revealed via the National Pulse that he had also received funds from Google.org to carry out some of his research. So it's very, very curious that you would see two leading scientists on the statement that was leveraged by mainstream media outlets, government officials, even scientists to quash discussion over the lab leak theory. And of course, big tech also cited this study, this paper, to kind of justify their censorship of, you know, videos and posts on YouTube and Twitter, you name it, that big tech was basically funding the evidence, that you could say the dossier in some sense, that they were using to then silence critics of the researchers that they were funding.
And you're listening to Dan Lee Winters, lead investigative reporter for the National Pulse. And on top of that, they were making sure that any other information, any possible valid information, or any just questioning would be silenced. It just disappeared, vaporized.
Yeah, just like the Chinese Communist Party is best at doing, they would effectively disappear it. And it's so funny because these are the same people who are telling us not to politicize the science, that we should just blindly trust the science.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a whole murky, I think, kind of scene going on in the background in terms of funding dollars and even just personnel that make it a much more complicated origin story into COVID-19 and the people that mainstream media outlets were using and presenting as arbiters of truth, when in reality they were so deep in conflict of interest with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and big tech themselves that there was no way they could have served as, you know, independent or neutral investigators.
Well, we have now new information beginning to develop, but through various sources, of another possible COVID outbreak in Shanghai and elsewhere in China. In the last 30 seconds, do you think big tech and the others have learned their lesson that, hey, let's play it ethically? Just about 20 seconds, you think they can be ethical going forward, or did I just waste my breath in your thought cell?
I don't think so. Maybe there's some hope with Twitter, but all of the other platforms are probably even more resolute in their efforts to silence the truth.
Well, I thank you for you and the National Pulse and that investigation again. This information has been there, but it's been covered up until you guys bring it to light. And I thank you very much, Natalie.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. We'll do it again. But lead investigative reporter for the National Pulse, Natalie Winters. We all knew something like that was going on. Now here's more evidence. Coming up, a Red Bull stunt that a lot of people are questioning coming up. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right, Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location, Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Roxanne, you don't have to go on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to go on the red light. Roxanne. Red light.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I know, I look hilarious if you're watching on rumble.com as we're live streaming. I'm all over the place here looking for pieces of paper and pages. I have probably no less than 150 pages here in front of me that I'm trying to go through and find different pieces of information that I have planned for the program. Then I come up with another idea. And somebody asked, who's your producer? I said, that'd be me. if there's any credit, it's me. If there's blame, not me. I didn't do anything to do it. No, it's always me. But I think what we end up doing at this program, I'm very proud of, and I want you to know that. And I appreciate you supporting it and telling others. This program, this radio talk show, is like none other. You can't use a qualifier with the word unique. If something's unique, it is either unique or it's not. Now, it might be unique for a particular time period or something of that nature, location, but unique means simply that. And so when I say Larry Connors USA is unique, it is because I tell stories of the process of leading up to sound bites. So you hear sound bites, you get facts, you also get my opinion. I'll share that as well. Others are calling for, give me cut 42. Give me, not that cut. Give me cut 29. You don't hear us do that because we work off of a format. I've got excellent board operators, Mike in there today, Mark on other days, and they have a format we follow, and it's very simple. They just follow me, and they listen carefully just like you do. And when I reach a certain point, they know that's when that sound bite should air. It is unique. And all you need to do is let your friends and neighbors know and start sharing it and getting more people listening to us. We have a great signal. We can be even bigger. And don't forget to use the app, either in your car or at home. We're listened to all over by that app, KXEN1010.com, AM1010.com. You can go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, get all the details, Larry Connors USA Facebook. All right, so speaking of programs that were not so great, well, CNN and NNN Plus, shuttering at the end of this month. Now they're trying to say, well, is there any way to save this $300 million project? See, they were trying to get it launched, and they did, right before Discovery bought out CNN. And Discovery and Warner said, that's a stupid program, let's get rid of it. Now they're saying, well, no, wait a minute, what if we bring back Keith Olbermann? Let him be a host. Do you think that'll help? Yeah, well, recently Olbermann called for the elimination of free speech for Fox News host. You want to go that direction? Well, how about if we bring back, and they're already talking to possibly Brian Williams? Let him be on CNN and NNN Plus. I guess they forget that CNN and NNN Plus, well, they don't, but, I mean, they forget that Williams got fired from as anchor of NBC Nightly News because he lied about what happened on a visit to Iraq, saying our helicopter got hit by a rocket. You would know if you got hit by a rocket. Another helicopter did, not his, but, hey, it sounds bitter and bigger. If I'm on the helicopter got hit, look how brave and strong I am. It's a lie. He was taken off the air for a while and then put back on again on their MSNBC channel. And now they're thinking, maybe we can bring back to CNN and NNN Plus. And then we got Netflix. Consumers are dumping Netflix subscriptions in droves. So Netflix, which often streams far-left content, you should be aware of that. They have some good programs on, but a lot of it's far-left, and they're going to develop now, or rather drop a lot of the animation stuff. That's going to be dropped. Basic cartoons, which would probably have more of a liberal slant, things of that nature, they're going to drop it because they realize nobody wants to watch that CRAP. No, I'm not going to serve as a host for them or CNN and Plus. But if I did, I would dramatically improve their numbers. Test me. Let's test me. Give me a $100 million contract. Let's find out about it. So you've seen Red Bull do various stunts. They sponsor Formula One. They do the air races, and they're pretty fascinating. And, well, they've had a couple pilots that were trying to skydive into each other's plane. Happened over Arizona over the weekend. You might have seen some of the video. They're going to do a mid-air plane swap. So as they got out of the planes and going toward one of the other planes, well, one of the planes got into a flat spin after the pilot got out. Well, there's no way to get in that plane. You're going to have to pull it out because it's going right into the ground. Thankfully, both of them got down safely using their parachutes. One of them had to deploy his parachute, I should say, and the other one's able to make it back into the plane because he did get into the other guy's plane, get control, and save it, but the other plane went right into the ground. The FAA says it's going to investigate it. FBI, Red Bull says, well, we're investigating how, despite our careful planning, this occurred. May I suggest something, Red Bull? Call the producers of CNN and Plus, ask them how their plane crash went. I dare you. Hey, remember, we are streaming live at rumble.com. Call your friends and family and neighbor, even your enemies right now. Let them know. Don't miss the second hour as we focus more on Musk and all of those meltdowns on the progressive left, anti-Democrat, free speech side.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.